I joined the Parachute Association of Toronto in 1970, and I paid for 10 jumps. And all winter long, we stood up on a school auditorium platform about 3 feet off the hardwood floor, and we practiced and practiced and practiced how to land and roll so that we wouldn't bust our legs or whatever. And when I joined them, I paid them $125, which gave me 10 free jumps out of an aircraft at 2,800 feet in Arthur, Ontario. And I would stand on the side of the gymnasium platform, and then I would jump off. And as you jumped off, you would go, jump 1,000, look 1,000, pull 1,000, arch 1,000. And I would do that in my dreams, because what you would do is, if you could say, look, jump 1,000, look 1,000, pull 1,000, arch 1,000, you would enjoy a static line jump and you wouldn't be cartwheeling through the air. Fine. May comes and I'm ready to take my first jump, and I'm jumping out of a little Cessna, and the door opens up and there's a tiny little bar that's about 10 inches long and about an inch and a half wide, and there's a strut above that, and they say, okay, put your right foot out. And as soon as you put your right foot out, wow, bang, it goes back. And then you go, oof. And then you put your right arm out and you grab the strut. And then you pull yourself out, and then you bring your left arm up, and then you bring your left foot up. And then they hold over the drop zone for about 4 or 5 seconds. Now you're doing 65 miles an hour, and the prop blast is blowing you back. And they say, go. And all that training that I did where I did look 1,000, grab 1,000, pull 1,000, arch 1,000. I immediately went into this prenatal scream, okay, and was just cartwheeling through the air. Everything that they had taught me, I completely forgot about, because it was just absolutely terrifying. Anyway, over a course of 2 weekends, I made 4 jumps, never went back, because it was just absolutely the most terrifying thing I had ever done in my life. However, 30 some odd years later, I had imagined that maybe that was pretty, that I was really kind of over exaggerating how scary it was. And I said, no, I'm going to do it again. So I went back over to a different place over by Sutton, and I paid these cats $400 or $500, did a 1 day course, and they took me up to the 11,000 foot mark. And there was an instructor to the left of me and an instructor to the right of me and a videographer in front of me. And that's a picture of me. After I jumped at 11,000, I had free-falling to about 3,200 feet, and there was an instructor to the left and right of me to keep me stable, and a videographer in front of me. And you want to know something? It was every bit as scary as it was before. It was just absolutely horrifying. Well, they're keeping me steady. You know, at that speed, you're falling at about, I would guess, 140 miles an hour, so you're 88 feet per second at 60, so you're doing probably about 195 feet per second. You pull that one arm in, and you'll just start cartwheeling.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's got to be that.
And if you spread eagle yourself, you can probably get yourself down to about 110 miles an hour. And if you pull yourself up into a ball and straighten your legs out and go into a dive, you can probably go up to about 180 or 190 miles an hour. But the videographer, he was amazing. He had a big cape. And his cape was sewn from his ankles to his wrists, and he could flutter around in front of me, and then when he wanted to dive, he could dive down below me and dive above me. Anyway, I have a shot that he took that I clipped out of the video at me around 3,000 feet, just ready to deploy. At that point, the guys had given me the signal that they were going to push off, and I was going to pull the cord. But there was also an altimeter attached to me, I think. If I had panicked or passed out, great fun.